Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
It is Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Kicking off the second hour.
Thanks, Captain.
Hey, you're welcome. If you would like to join the conversation, our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom. In the studio tonight, it's
Ian.
And nobody.
And I am apparently piloting this thing. I am better known as the Captain. Commonly,
and good to have you,
folks. Folks say, "Hey, Captain," and I go, "Yeah," and we have a conversation. It's generally how
I'm goes. Your captain. Oh. I'm your captain.
I did once put together a playlist of a bunch of songs that are either have "Captain" in the title or contain, you know, something about Captain, and played it for a card game I was hosting. It took a while for folks.
They caught on.
Yeah, is every song you're playing have Captain in it? Like after four songs. Yeah, it was fun. Anyway, we've been talking about a lot of fun things, but I wanted to talk about something. As you folks may or may not know, I spent a bit of time in the Seattle area playing heavy metal music. I also do parodies. You can actually hear a parody of mine over at LordKickAss.com. And I've been wondering for quite some time, where are all the rock and roll rebels when it comes to telling the government to go F themselves regarding these lockdowns and the mask mandates and all this kind of stuff?
Maybe rock and roll's dead.
I have been thoroughly disappointed by the most, you know, what is at least purported to be the most rebellious. Punk rock and heavy metal in particular are purported to be the most rebellious of, you know, those forms of music or those forms of rock and roll.
Nah, and, it's the hippies.
And I think that my latest parody is more heavy metal and punk rock than anything that's been done by heavy metal or punk rock artists. And it's a parody of a Beatles song, so it's not very punk rock or heavy metal. But that being said, we did find that Mr. Van Morrison, he wrote, I think his most popular song is Brown Eyed Girl. He did actually an EP, three tracks of nothing but anti-lockdown songs. And we mentioned him here a few times on Free Talk Live. I think we even played one of his songs.
Or we did,
part of one. And we applaud him for doing that. He's actually trying to organize, you know, some sort of musicians getting together and, you know, help end all of this kind of thing.
I wonder what kind of responses he's getting from people.
Well, I can tell you he's gotten a response from one guy.
Oh?
Eric Clapton.
Man, that's amazing.
That guy, Eric Clapton, legendary guitar player who's, you know, in his 60s for sure.
The Eric Clapton.
The Eric Clapton, Led Zeppelin fame, I believe. Wasn't he in Zeppelin?
I don't think. Was he in Zeppelin?
Who did he play? Well, that's fine. Yeah.
Wasn't that Cream?
Saw him in heaven?
I think I have Clapton on the mind because, or Zeppelin on the mind because I hate Led Zeppelin.
What else was he in? Was he in something else besides Cream, or was it just Cream, and then he went solo as Clapton?
Yeah.
I feel like there was maybe one other band, but
if
I could be wrong.
If only there was a device in which we could look these things up.
Well, what I'm interested in is what the reaction is to this, because I know that when Van Morrison...
It was the Yardbirds, and then it was Cream.
Okay, thank you. When Van Morrison was, you know, in the news for writing these protest songs, he was being attacked, and Rolling Stone, of course, was primary in attacking him. So, you know, I'm curious to see if Clapton joining the ranks has done anything for the publicity.
Well, he's no rank amateur.
No, he isn't. You know, he's legendary as far
as... 75 years old, by the way.
Oh, yeah. That's even older than I thought.
And Van Morrison, I believe, is like 73 or 74.
Yeah. So, kudos to the geriatric rock and rollers.
Yeah.
Because, well, the youngsters certainly aren't doing a damn thing, in my opinion, near as I can tell. They're all just...
Is that because young people are, like, brainwashed by the government more effectively, or is it because Clapton and Van Morrison have made plenty of money and they just don't care? Like, they don't care what... You know, they figure, all right, even if I lose half my audience, I'm 75 years
75,
old.
75, right, yeah.
Who cares?
Know, like, yeah. I mean, there is something to be said about, what I think it's a Janis Joplin... Lyric, right? Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Yeah. Nothing ain't worth nothing, but it's free.
So, you know, I guess when you get towards the end of your life, perhaps you do start doing things a little more freely because you know that, well, you know, your time on the planet is short. But
that's actually a point I made at the protest where I was telling you about those business owners who I told this lady, look, somebody's got to stand up. And the fact is, these folks are older. They really don't have anything to lose. It's going to get to the point where business owners, look, if the government is going to put you out of business through the restrictions, why not go ahead and make the stand? I mean, the only thing that could get worse for you is they throw you in a jail cell. Because that's the only thing that
doesn't
happen.
At least then you don't have to worry about what you're going to eat.
That's true. You get three hots and a cot.
Yeah, that's true. So. Well, anyway, this from Variety.com. Music legends Eric Clapton and Van Morrison team up for anti-lockdown single called Stand and Deliver.
That was one of Van Morrison's, so he must have... I think it was Van Morrison's. Or did they write it together? Because I think that was one of the ones that he wrote, and then...
This was from November 27th of 2020.
Right, right. I'm just saying, I wonder if Clapton was involved
in
writing this song.
Yeah. Music legends Van Morrison and Eric Clapton have announced a new single, Stand and Deliver,
okay.
In support of Morrison's Save Live Music campaign. The blues track was written by Morrison and is performed by Clapton.
All right.
Morrison, best known for songs like Brown Eyed Girl, Domino, and Wild Night, as well as seminal albums Moondance and Astral Weeks, released three songs protesting the UK lockdown over September and October, titled Born to Be Free, As I Walked Out, and No More Lockdown.
Okay, so this is brand new, though.
So this is new.
Now, is it out yet? Or are they announcing that this is a thing that's going to happen?
They've announced a new single.
Gotcha.
So I haven't seen it. There wasn't a link to it, so I don't
look around.
We'll find out. I think the article mentions a release date a little further down.
2 days ago, they tease the new anti-lockdown song.
Stop teasing.
You tease. Proceeds from Stand and Deliver will go to Morrison's lockdown financial hardship fund, which helps musicians facing difficulties as a result of the coronavirus and resulting lockdown measures.
Interesting.
We've covered a little bit of that. I know there was a Save Our Stages, something along those lines.
Hashtag.
Yeah, which was basically a fund to get some lawyers to beg the government for permission to open back up and start having shows. Whereas I would prefer to see a fund put together where it would encourage musicians just to go ahead and put together their own gigs. I mean, all you need is a gas-powered generator, a PA system, and a willing band.
And a collection of AR-15s.
I mean, you could still go do a rooftop concert from somewhere. You know, you don't necessarily have to put yourself directly in harm's way, although that would be much cooler to do like a sidewalk busking type of show, something along those lines. But what I see coming from folks that I'm aware of that are, you know, in the heavy metal and the punk rock world is just everybody sitting around going, gosh, I can't wait until we can play shows again. Or they're trying to figure out how to do an online show.
You can play a show now if you're not a pussy.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Make your own frickin' show.
Right. The trick is finding a venue owner who's also not afraid.
Well, you don't need a venue. You just go play wherever. Again, all you need is a generator and a PA system.
Sure.
And some gear. You can go do a show wherever the hell you want.
A show in the park. Yeah.
I don't know about an owner, but I would love to find an owner, but I have been looking to find a place that I could rent for, you know, just one night of a show. It can either be a band or a bunch of strippers. I don't know where I'm going to find either, but I'll manage.
It could be a band made up of a bunch of strippers.
That would
now
rock.
You're thinking.
So I, you know me, I like to put two things together to make a new thing. So, you know, I do that with the
See, I like to put two things together, but put a little piece of rubber over one of them so it doesn't make a new thing.
Very well. Clapton, the only three-time inductee to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Wow.
Called upon the dearth of live events due to lockdown restrictions, deeply upsetting. So he's calling the lockdown deeply upsetting. There are many of us who support Van and his endeavors to save live music. He is an inspiration, Clapton said. We must stand up and be counted because we need to find a way out of this mess.
You messed up, man.
I messed up. The alternative is not worth thinking about. Live music might never recover. Ugh.
Divi's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divi's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DiviProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DiviProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DiviProject.org. DiviProject.org. Bitcoin.com is the best source for learning about cryptocurrency. Go there now, click on Get Started at the top of the page. Once you do that, you'll find a cornucopia of information, neatly organized for your needs. If you're a knowledgeable crypto user, check out news.bitcoin.com where you can get the latest headlines. Bitcoin.com is your source for buying cryptocurrency, getting a wallet app, mining, trading, and all the latest cryptocurrency news, all on a slick and easy-to-use website, all put together by the best minds in the business to teach you about cryptocurrency. Bitcoin.com.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies. And her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Every year, over a million fires burn in America. Fortunately, firefighters are on the job, saving life and property, and you can be a part of it. 7 out of 10 firefighters and emergency responders are volunteers. There's no typical firefighter. Anyone can volunteer to serve their community. Volunteering as a first responder is really about having the heart and drive to make a difference where it's needed most. Your community needs you. Are you ready to answer the call? Learn more and find local volunteer opportunities at makemeafirefighter.org.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Live. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, as in freedom, in case you like to touch the letters on your keypad instead of the numbers.
And remember, freedom isn't free. Costs $4.95.
Actually, Team America has established it's $1.05.
Per minute,
freedom costs $1.05.
That's they've inflated the currency.
Freedom isn't free. It costs folks like you and me. And if you don't chip in your $1.05, who will? That's their take on it. Anyway,
it's true.
In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And me, nobody.
Should we all talk like cavemen? In the studio tonight, it's me, captain.
Your modern world frightens and confuses me.
Unga bunga.
I'm just a simple caveman.
So December 4th is a big day, Captain.
So it seems. This article does mention December 4th as the release date for this collaborative tune between Van Morrison and Eric Clapton.
That's this Friday.
Groovy, day before my birthday.
It's called Stand and Deliver. It'll be available for download and streaming from iTunes, Amazon Music, Deezer, and all other outlets. I've never heard of Deezer. On December 4th. You had an interesting quote from Sir Eric Clapton. I'm calling him Sir. I don't know if he's knighted or not, but whatever.
I believe he is.
I think he was.
I mean, he might as well be. He sold more than 100 million albums in his lifetime and has 8 Grammys, according to Wikipedia, anyway.
This actually is coming from the Billboard report about the same story. He said in a statement announcing the protest anthems, quote, "I'm not telling people what to do or think. The government is doing a great job of that already. It's about freedom of choice. I believe people should have the right to think for themselves."
Oh, man.
My body, my choice.
I wonder if there's a sound clip of him, like, actually saying that. That would be cool to have. Just a, you know, clip of that.
Yeah, kudos to Clapton for being willing to put his reputation on the line. Most people don't have this level of courage.
Yeah.
So, right on.
And this article just goes on to say, Eric's recording is fantastic and will clearly resonate with the many who share our frustration, said Morrison. It is heartbreaking to see so many talented musicians lack any meaningful support from the government, but we want to reassure them that we are working hard every day to lobby for the return of live music and to save our industry.
I don't want to see them get any support from the government.
No,
I want to see them just be left alone, because... Mm-hmm. When government supports which musicians get paid, you're going to see some bad, bad art.
England apparently on Thursday had announced a return to the three-tier system after lockdown lifts on December 2nd. A number of cities, including the capital region of London and Liverpool, fall under the lesser restrictions of Tier 2. The virus so far has claimed more than 57,000, apparently, in the UK, according to this article. So, but... yeah, kudos to Eric Clapton, a legendary guitarist, for standing up and joining in this particular fight. You know, I mean, I don't expect musicians specifically to, like, pick up arms and defend, you know, like, the guy in New York whose business is, you know, under siege, basically, by the state, right? But I do expect them to perform music about it, right? Perhaps go and find a rally or a protest that's going on that, you know, and just set up and start performing there. Something. Do something, damn it.
So I was just curious to see what some of the responses were to this particular news. And, of course, I didn't know this, but somebody is dragging out a statement that Eric Clapton made more than 40 years ago at a concert, allegedly during, let's see, August of 1976, where he made some allegedly racist comments, according to those who had attended that. And they actually have the alleged comments here. Which basically are xenophobic in their demeanor. But again, this was 40 years ago.
Yeah, the dude's 75.
So, I mean, I suspect that he's probably changed his opinions over time, but that said, that's what they're dragging out. They're dragging out the old skeletons here to try to drag down his reputation.
They gotta cancel anybody who doesn't follow that party line.
Yeah, there's even comments in this one that says, I find it hilarious that certain people in the comment sections are stating how disappointed they are in these two and promising never to buy another album of theirs again. I might actually just go out and buy some Clapton.
Yeah.
You know?
Apparently at the time, according to those who were defending him, Clapton was deep into drug addiction at the time those statements were made.
No, a major rock and roll artist back in, 40 years ago into drugs?
It's such a disappointment. So. I can't imagine the guy who did the song Cocaine doing drugs.
The attacks on these, this is another comment, the attacks on these musicians, free speech, and art, initiated by those so uninvested that they clearly didn't even read the articles, are nothing else but an affront to humanity, free thinking, and the entire art world. Well said.
Yep. Kudos.
It's true.
Indeed. Switching gears, I wanted to talk a little bit about this article out of the state of Illinois.
Oh, it's going to be bad, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it is. This is from illinoispolicy.org. And this headline reads, Shop Small Gets Smaller in Illinois with 11,200 fewer shop owners.
Yeesh.
So this came about right before Small Business Saturday.
Right. Shop Small is a small business promotional effort by, of all places, American Express. So I happen to know that it exists because our friends Colleen and Chris, who are opening up a convenience store, they had the sticker for this a few years ago. The American Express people were pitching it around, which to me seems, disingenuous. I'm not saying our friends are being disingenuous,
right.
But for American Express to be promoting Shop Small, one of the largest credit card corporations on the planet.
I saw something equally obtuse. I saw an ad for Small Business Saturday from Amazon.
Yeah. Ridiculous.
Saying Shop Small Business Saturday at Amazon.
Well, okay. You could make the argument that Amazon does have small businesses that are its sellers.
I'm sure they would make that argument.
Like our co-host Conan, for instance, sells books via Amazon.
Right.
But,
it's
a stretch.
You can get your items sold through the Amazon website.
And they take a huge chunk.
But I do find it a bit disingenuous to see an Amazon ad saying...
It's an eye roller.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
That'd be like McDonald's saying, please support your local restaurant, your mom and pop deal, It's like, that would actually be better. At any rate, the big bold print under this headline says, ownership of bars and restaurants also has declined over 70%.
Yikes.
Thanks to COVID-19 and the associated restrictions.
Now, thanks to the government.
They do kind of say that, but without using the word government. But yes, that's exactly what they say. 70% decline. 855-450-3733 is our number. Has your business been closed because of the government?
Moose is the German Shepherd, now 11, and he's been an amazing dog. Moose is so active and so alert and hasn't had any kind of health problems at all. He has a beautiful coat, and at 11, he'll still run and chase the ball. He has been on Dynavite since he's a puppy.
Dynavite for life.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road. DINOVITE.com. We tell anybody that has a dog, if there was something that you could do right from the beginning so that you don't have expensive veterinary bills, why would you not do it? Get the Dynavite.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
More battleground states are confirming Joe Biden's election win. Arizona and Wisconsin signing off on their election results. Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci is praising how numerous safe coronavirus vaccines have been created in less than a year. Fauci telling NBC News,
"It was purely remarkable advances in science to allow us to do things in days to weeks
that we used to take months to years.
Fauci continues by saying millions of people will start receiving the vaccine in December.
Very likely up to 20 million people, because there are 40 million doses. You need a prime and then a boost. So either anywhere from 20 to 40 million people, likely closer to 20, will get it here in the first round.
This is USA Radio News. The White House Christmas decor is revealed.
First responders and frontline workers are highlighted in the White House Christmas decor that also gives a special nod to Melania Trump's redesigned Rose Garden. Workers on the front lines of the COVID crisis are recognized in the red room with a Christmas tree dotted with handmade ornaments, as well as other decorations around the parlor. A buck and a crane are featured in 3D, hanging in windows of the green room, where American wildlife is the highlight. Classical urns line an east wing walkway and hold foliage from different regions of the country. The overall decor design is the duty of the First Lady, and she said America the Beautiful is her theme, and that it was inspired by Americans' shared appreciation for our traditions, values, and history. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
The NFL now moving the Baltimore Ravens-Pittsburgh Steelers Week 12 matchup a third time. Now it's moved to Wednesday night. USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It is the Monday night edition of Free Talk Live. Welcome back to the program. You can join in the conversation at 855-450-3733. That's 855-450-FREE, like freedom. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Lord Reverend Captain Kickass.
And it's Ian.
And nobody.
And you've heard us talk about Divi here on Free Talk Live, and maybe you've wanted to set up one of their easy-to-deploy masternodes or stake Divi so that you can begin earning Divi right now. Ian says setting up a Divi masternode was super easy, and staking was even easier. Now, we're not investment advisors here on Free Talk Live, but we think you will be impressed with your earning potential with Divi as compared to traditional investment vehicles. Go to DiviProject.org and get started. You can buy Divi at several exchanges or directly from the Divi team. If you need help, there's a link to their Telegram channel right on the front page at DiviProject.org. That's DiviProject.org. We were talking about this article from IllinoisPolicy.org that says, shop small gets smaller in Illinois with 11,200 fewer shop owners, and that ownership of bars and restaurants also has declined over 70% thanks to all of the lockdown mandates and restrictions.
So fewer shop owners. Earlier when you teased the story, nobody had sort of thought this might have meant that they could reopen. This isn't people who've just stopped temporarily, it sounds like. That sounds to me like these are people who are done. They're out of business.
I don't know if the article gets that specific, but okay. We will find out. After Black Friday comes Small Business Saturday. Now, keep in mind, this article was written before the weekend. So you have to imagine it's 2 days ago, because otherwise I'd need to read this in the past tense. After Black Friday comes Small Business Saturday, when Americans are encouraged to support their local retailers. But there will be over 11,200 fewer Illinoisians. I don't know if that's right. Illinoisans.
Sounds like it's a little more Illinoisy than they usually say.
They're annoying.
There will be 11,200 fewer folks from Illinois running retail stores on November 28th, thanks to the state-mandated lockdowns. And when it is time to take a shopping break to eat or drink, there will be nearly 17,600 fewer Illinois bar and restaurant owners to serve you. Retail ownership dropped 61% during the COVID-19 restrictions. Self-employed owners of retail stores as well as bars and restaurants dropped significantly between October 2019 and 2020 of the same month.
Yeah, if they're saying ownership has dropped, that doesn't sound to me like these stores are temporarily closed and they're going to reopen.
And this next sentence may clarify. Small Business Saturday this year will see 61% of the retail businesses shuttered compared to last year. I don't know what they mean by shuttered specifically, if they mean that
means,
you know, they're
closed,
completely out of business, or they just, you know, aren't open and they're waiting to reopen whatever the government tells them they can. The carnage has been even worse for bar and food service owners, where 71% are out of business. While it's
out of the business.
Out of the business is what that says, yeah. While it's still too... That's 71% are out of the business.
Well, that doesn't sound surprising to me, because if you remember over the summertime, we read a story about 60% of Yelp listings, or Yelp... I don't know if it was just restaurants or if it was all business. I think it might have been all businesses, but... it was the very least restaurants, and that 60% of them had closed permanently as of the summertime. So to say it's now 71% is not a stretch.
Yeah. Well, and so I realize that this is sort of a slice of the U.S. We're talking about Illinois specifically as far as the state is concerned. But I have to imagine that this isn't just Illinois. Some states are going to be higher. Some are going to be lower. But it's certainly an interesting cross-section to take a look at and see what kind of carnage has befallen small businesses because the government can't stay out of their businesses.
Walmart's still going strong, though.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the big retail outlets are
It's okay for them to be open. It's okay for all the retailers like that, the department stores. They're fine.
Well, it's totally really safe. Interesting. It seems like the strategy they're pursuing is to keep the really rich people getting richer and make all the poorer people poorer and poorer and poorer.
Well, the saddest part about this story is not just the fact that this is tremendous, you know, business carnage here, that people are, you know, their businesses are going out of business, and that, of course, means millions of jobs are lost, and those people are now SOL. They don't know, you know, what are they going to do?
There's going to be a lot of suicides in that group.
Absolutely, especially during the holidays, you know, when people are being told they can't go out and see their family members and things like that.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is just going to get worse. But
don't kill yourself. Just go out and do what you want to do. You want to go see your family, go see them. Take a risk. Instead of taking a jump.
Well, that's the problem here. The other sad part about this is that 70-plus percent of restaurants, or whatever the other number was, I forget the other one. 61% of other businesses. That just means all those tens of thousands of businesses just gave up. They didn't do what we were suggesting, which is to say, oh, well, looks like the numbers are going into the red. Looks like the government's regulations are going to crush us and put us out of business. We should just open up and do what we want and throw caution to the wind and say, this is it. This is our last bash. Here we go. Let's see what happens. But not a single one of them did. They just all went under.
If 17,600 restaurants would just go ahead and open...
I mean, I'd take 10%. I mean, you know, the odds that 100% of people are going to do this.
A thousand of these businesses could get together and go, you know what? F the government.
Don't get together. Open. Don't wait for somebody else. I get that. I get that people want to hold hands together, but these guys.
Getting together is a good thing, but just somebody do it.
Yeah.
And the rest of us can join them.
Right. They got to have a leader. Somebody has to step out there.
The article continues, while it is still too early to tell just how many of these closures will be permanent.
Oh. Okay.
The reinstatement, I'm laughing because I don't think it's too early to tell.
Yeah.
The reinstatement of Tier 3 mitigation protocols November 20th that limit economic activity without substantial government relief of any form make permanent business closures far more likely.
Mm-hmm.
It isn't
as in inevitable, as in their businesses have been stolen by the government.
Yeah, it isn't just the business owners who are hurting this holiday season. Illinois job counts remain down more than 415,000 relative to pre-pandemic levels. For the accommodation and food services sector, employment is down 108,600 compared to February. In the retail trade sector, employment is down 13,900 compared to February. Although it may appear that retail workers are not hurting quite as much as business owners in the sector or workers in other areas of the economy, this is likely because many large businesses in the sector somewhat benefited from the pandemic. Grocery stores, home improvement stores, and large online retailers such as Amazon have seen increases in hiring in the recent months.
Right, a lot of home improvement stores have seen upswings because, well, people are stuck at home, or so they feel, and so they're like, oh, well, you know, I've got all this time, now I might as well repair that thing that's broken over there.
Right. You know, get around, when I get around to it, right, you know, that, that list that everybody has that I'll do when I get around to it.
Yeah. They're doing that now. Yeah.
We can talk more about this sad story, really, out of Illinois. I don't know any other way to, it is carnage. I don't know any other way to describe it. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have the Christian Anarchist calling. Gene, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello? Gene, the Christian Anarchist. Going once. Oh, there he is.
Hello. There you are.
We have you.
Yep, you're on the air.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to expound a little bit on the lies that I talked about on yesterday, and one of them is going to probably make some people angry today, but one of those lies is chemtrails.
Okay, man. Well, hold that thought, Gene. We want to talk to you about that. Just hold on with us. Free Talk Live is 855-450-3733. What do you think about chemtrails? We'll get the thoughts of our caller coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends. Trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, everybody, the live Monday night edition. Our toll-free number is 855-450-3733 or 855-450-FREE, like freedom. We'll get back to the Christian anarchist's call, and we'll learn what his thoughts on chemtrails are in just a bit. But in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
It's Ian.
And the nobody formerly known as Rich Paul.
And AnyPay 2.0 is here, not in the studio, but it's here as in it has arrived. And crypto payments are now faster than ever. If you're using Edge Wallet, Handcash, Bitcoin.com, or Dash Wallets, your experience should be smooth. But some wallets aren't yet ready for this impressive new technology. These wallet programmers need to hear from you, the wallet users. Visit AnyPayInc.com/upgrade to learn why some popular wallets are incompatible with AnyPay 2.0 and reach out to those wallet programmers and encourage them to make payments perfect at AnyPayInc.com/upgrade. All right. Let's get back to the Christian anarchist who's calling in. Where are you listening? Are you listening online?
Yeah, DLive.
Okay, awesome. You had some thoughts on chemtrails, so go ahead.
I do, and I'm sure some of the callers know that I'm also a pilot. I don't fly the big jets. I fly a little airplane, but
it's not pronounced pilo.
What?
It's not pronounced pilo.
Elo? No, I don't know. I've never heard that.
Like Merlot, right?
So anyway, the whole thing about chemtrails, it's really, people need to look at things logically. Try to imagine what you're presenting and then try and figure out what it takes to have that kind of a thing. So they're trying to claim that all these streaks in the sky are chemicals being sprayed by the government for whatever nefarious reason. First of all, the government isn't capable enough and competent enough to pull something like that off, because in order for the government to put that many streaks in the sky, it would require fleets of thousands of aircraft. And even so, spraying something at altitude, which is over 30,000 feet, is not going to really present the chemicals where you want them to be, because up there you have the winds aloft. They're going like several hundred miles an hour. So whatever you spray in one location is going to get blown off to some other location. And you can see this whenever you have a huge volcanic eruption somewhere. The okay. volcanic ash will go up into the stratosphere, and it'll gradually work its way around to another location of the planet. And then within 2 or 3 days, it's all gone because, it, like anything else, gravity pulls it down. So your soot and your ash and stuff are going to come down.
Right. It falls to the ground. And then, depending on how large the, eruption was, maybe a
right.
city or a town or several towns get coated in the ash and then they have to clean it up. But yeah, it does eventually come out of the sky.
So now I can explain to people what those streaks in the sky are, because it's simply water vapor condensing from the jet engines. And it only happens when the atmospheric conditions are just right for it. It all has to do with density, altitude, and the difference between the dew point and the temperature in the dew point spread. These things all determine when the air, the moisture coming out of the exhaust of a jet will condense into a cloud-like formation. There's nothing mysterious about it. You can, anybody can look this up. It's very simple.
Is this kind of like, I don't mean to interrupt you, Gene, but is this kind of like, I've heard these tales, but I've never been able to speak to anybody with, sort of any intelligence about it. But I've heard these tales of, back in the day, there used to be, stories of what I could only call a frozen brick of human excrement falling out of the sky because, like an airplane had, launched its, toilet drainings somehow out of the aircraft and it, fell to the ground.
Those have been known to happen, but it's typically because there'll be a small leak in the fuselage and some liquid is slowly leaking out of that leak, and mm-hmm. it just grows bigger and bigger and bigger on the outside of the aircraft until it finally breaks free and drops.
Okay. So it kind of forms a stalactite or stalagmite? Whichever.
Right. Yeah. Big blob on the outside, and then it breaks free.
There's some really good, easy-to-understand answers. I mean, Gene, you're definitely throwing out some of the basics here, but there's some really well-written articles on a website called contrailscience.com that really gives some examples for folks and gives them a good explanation to really just bust up all of this chemtrail fear-mongering, and they do an amazing job. I highly recommend that website.
The thing I always wonder about is people say, oh, well, this is in those things and that's in those things. And I'm like, do you have a 30,000-foot ladder that you climbed up to take a chemical sample of those chemicals?
No.
Because you really can't tell what's in a cloud of chemicals from 30,000 feet away.
And the other thing is I've noticed people say, well, look, he's turning his spray nozzles on, and now he's turning them off, and now he's turning them on. And what's happening when you see the contrails going, forming and then disappearing and then forming again, is the aircraft is flying through different bodies of the atmosphere that
different
have
temperatures.
Different temperatures.
Different humidities.
So as the plane flies, it might fly through a little bit of a colder air section, and it's going to have a contrail, and then it moves into another warmer air section, and it could go through several of those in fairly quick order, which makes it look like, and especially if he's right at the altitude, he's just right on the edge of where this atmospheric condition exists.
So I'm curious, what prompted you to call in about chemtrails tonight? Have you had some recent interaction with some people?
Yes, I got something on Twitter.
Yeah,
so I had to, share my thoughts with the rest of the world. And
yeah, we've had these guys calling in on from time to time over the years here on Free Talk Live. It's probably started all the way back in the very beginning days of the syndicated show. And there's just so much information out there and so much science around how contrails work. And it all explains all the basic claims of the chemtrail fanatics out there. But then again, every now and then you do get a story about where it's like definitely 100% the government was spraying some stuff. So when I was living down in Florida, they did spray what they called malathion all over the place because of mosquitoes. And it, that you woke up in the morning and people reported, you know, seeing the stuff on their cars and things like that. So it was pretty obvious that was something was going on in that particular case. It made it into the news. So there have been some examples of governmental programs attempting to control weather and or spray chemicals. So I can understand why people are paranoid about it. But to just look up in the sky and think that you know what you're looking at is ridiculous. And 99.99% of the time, it's going to be just a contrail.
Spraying is sometimes done for many different reasons, and when they do that, they require very special aircraft. It's very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
It's very hard to do. You have to refill the aircraft with all the chemicals. You got to go and do your, you know, run your pattern, whatever it is, and then come back and fuel up again and go back and do it again.
Right.
So it's definitely aerial application of stuff happens. It's been done. But that's not what most people are looking at when they're looking at those contrails.
No, and the other point is just sort of the human aspect of it, I think, that's worth mentioning, is that if this is really going on the way these conspiracy theorists believe that it is, and they seriously, they look up at the sky and every single contrail, they're like, that's a chemtrail, like as though they know anything about it. They, you know, if it were true that these things were being sprayed as constantly as they believe that they are, then this, we're talking about a massive program with thousands upon thousands of pilots who are in on this.
Yeah.
And it would be worldwide, because the last time I was in Venice, I took a picture above Venice of the nice little contrails, and I posted it on Twitter, and I said, ooh, I guess the USA chemtrail planes are now flying over Venice, you know, because...
Oh, I'm sure these kooks, you know, live everywhere. I mean, and some of them are good people, obviously, but they've just been...
Good kooks.
They've been led to believe this line of malarkey that is just not based on science. It's just like the flat earthers.
Yeah, hey, thanks for the call tonight, Gene. We do appreciate you. Yeah, I haven't seen anything that makes me believe that there is a fleet out there flying around, dumping stuff on us. I've seen all the conspiracy stuff on it, and I'm not convinced.
It's ridiculous.
We've got more Free Talk Live coming up.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.